we were supposed to have this conversation and deal with this on a national level in the Trayvon Martin instance, and clearly we have not. What does that mean for this country that we really have not dealt with it?
Well, we have this conversation over and over again. The problem is, one, people come to the conversation with a sort of amnesia and forget that we had it before. And then also that the parameters of the conversation are so narrowly defined as to define racism as a personal hatred towards black people. And we're not then dealing with the systemic ideas that uphold racism and white supremacy in this country and then lead to a death of a Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown or Renisha McBride or Rekia Boyd, on and on and on and on. What we haven't dealt, what we refuse to deal with is the idea, the fact that the foundation of this country is racism and white supremacy, and we are, all of our institutions uphold that.
Depressing, and yet it's really actually a hopeful sign that the two of you are out there among so many other people trying to keep this going and keep people's spirits going.